God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aroo! And welcome to Dog Poet Landia. We're in the saucer pod. Welcome to the saucer pod. And yes, we're hovering above Syria this evening in hopes that the addition of our attention to all the other attentions will lead to positive critical mass and possibly the straw that breaks the fascist back. These are strange days indeed. Who would have imagined that the Zionist-controlled England would find their House of Commons rejecting the Prime Minister's lies? That hasn't happened in, what, 200 years? That's impressive. Meanwhile, all sorts of resistance is coming up in the U.S. It's also been announced that Saudi Prince Bandar, a truly evil man, delivered the chemical weapons to Syrian rebels, and he got them from Israel. As usual, it's no surprise that the world's premier crime nation is neck deep in the mix. It also comes out that Israel is the force pounding on Obama to go it alone, war criminal style. My feeling is that everything that is happening is marching these mass murderers to their most deserved doom. Slowly but surely, world opinion is turned firmly against Israel, and the outrage against them grows by the day. What this does is to set certain dynamic forces in motion, certain cosmic forces which have been a long time coming. One might think in terms of prophetic fulfillment. It's certainly long overdue. The purpose of demonstration is about to go into hyperdrive. You see, there's a method to all this madness. The first thing to keep in mind is that nothing is going to come about the way the majority of us expect. Following that, the truth about existence is not the negative state that is being publicized by those seeking to kill our faith and sow confusion. This is why optimism in the face of and despite appearances is the way to go. If you can't have the requisite faith in God to command all things for the good for those who love him, her, then you probably don't deserve the reward spoken of in the scripture, which says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Bank on it. Count on it. It's true. Much more true than the world you see around you. Lovers of God, and I am one, know. That's know, not just believe. We know that God is real and that fantastic things are in store for those who are undeterred in their inward path. You have to understand, God will test you. God will put you through whatever it takes to convince him of your sincerity. When he's assured that no matter what, you cannot be dissuaded in your pursuit of him, her, then you're home free. God told me this very thing not long ago. He said, "Visible, I kicked the living but Jesus out of you." Actually, he used another word. "I set every possible obstacle in front of you, and you just kept coming, and it was clear, finally, that no matter what, you would keep coming. This is why right and wrong no longer apply in your case. All the usual rules are suspended, and you will be with me, as I see this is your most fervent wish. Because of what you do and the need for you to be something tougher than is usually required, you've been pummeled unmercifully. That is not going to go on much longer. There's a few areas that need to be hammered yet a bit." Then God laughs and says, but the hard part is behind you now, and there's no longer a doubt about your result when the time comes. I have some extraordinary conversations with God, and I don't believe, I mean, I don't care who believes what. I only have to convince myself. I only have to convince myself. I'll admit to being a hard sell. I need to be sure God told me I was his friend and I had his favor. God shows up in a lot of different forms with me. Well, a few of the same ones keep coming back. There's an unknown one that I think might be connected to Jesus Christ. There's Lord Ganesha, the Amitabha Buddha, and there's Lady Nature and Tara on occasion, and they are simply two personifications of the same, except the dimensions of their activity are different. As much as I needed to have certain things hammered into my consciousness, I need to hammer on your consciousness. I need to be utterly convincing. Most of you know in your hearts, if not in your minds, that what I'm saying here is true. I want to go back to the inference that God and the search for God needs to be fixated in the mind. There's a Christian song which goes, I walk in the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. How many of you actively seek God in communication each day? Precisely. See what I mean? You know, God is real, but do you go out and walk and talk with him? No, quite often you don't. Why is that? Let me tell you. There are forces that work against you doing that, and God is behind those forces also. God's behind inside and outside of everything. The whole of existence is God playing hide and seek. God breaks up into many, many, many pieces, and the whole objective after that is God going about and gathering the pieces again. You might imagine that you're on the road to self-discovery, but it is actually God on the road to discovering himself, herself in you. This is one of the reasons I hold people like Eckhart Tolle in contempt. What kind of a teacher charges near $300 to hear him speak and gives the front row seats to celebrities? What kind of fools go along with this? He's also incredibly boring. Many of us can personally say it, deliver it much better, and definitely more in keeping with actual useful information. Personally, I would charge you $10 because I'd have to pay for the hall and house and feed myself in the circuit. But my needs are small. My main concern is that you and I reach parity, a company of equals who manage to keep on rocking in the free world. Humility is what descends on you when you have encountered the real deal. It is so far beyond anything you might have imagined about yourself that you feel like the dirt beneath your feet. At the same time, you also have a clear idea of your own abilities, and you don't spend your days in endless genuflections of false humility while picking people's pockets. I know what I can do, and I also know God continually surprises me in that regard. I'm eager for improvement. It's why I consider all criticisms and can tell the difference between insults and helpful advice. It's why I seldom respond to the nice things people say about me, because I would be genuflecting and because all praise goes to my author. The shortcomings are my own. The virtues belong to my author. I'm not just saying that. I know it to be true. I don't accomplish any of the good things I do. My master does that in the process of walking and talking with me. I dislike false humility as much as vanity, and why? They are terminal liabilities. God knows. Cave de videt. Beware, God sees. God sees everything, and how does God manage this? God sees through your own eyes. So if God needs evidence, God gathers it through you. You are the agency that exonerates or convicts you. The devil is the district attorney. Everyone working for him is deluded. Little do they know that the one prosecuting each and every case is the one who facilitated the crimes. This is the age of false prophets and phonies, operating as hucksters for their own self-interest and profit. Prophets after a prophet, as I call it. What's coming up? Only God knows. What seems consistent with the plot is that you'll be judged in your shoes for the course they have taken under the direction of the walker, or who is directing the walker when the walker was paying no attention to where he, she, or was going. You get a lot of that these days. I've often thought that what big changes are due would have come earlier than they have. It appears that many things have been retarded and held back, giving humanity an opportunity to wake up or somehow tune into the wrongness of their direction. All that aside, it looks like whatever we've been waiting on is finally headed into the downward chute toward manifestation. Any time now, we will either see what's what, or the whole atmosphere of tension and fear will simply deflate as if someone cut the nozzle off a car tire. I try to puzzle out what's going on. I tell myself, surely, surely, just one of those compromised, sold-out power and sex junkies would come forward and say, this and that happened to me, and I've been blackmailed for years by Israel and Zionist agents. I just been discovered with terminal cancer, something or other, and don't have long to live, and I can no longer live with all the evil I have had to go along with. I knew that Israel was behind the 9/11 attacks, and I just want my fellow Americans to know this. You never see that happening. My theory is that they're all been told their entire families would be killed, or some other ruse that precludes anyone saying anything. It's also possible they have so together, given their direct connection to Satan or Baal or whichever of the archfiends of the demon underworld they serve, that the wrong people, people with a conscience, are never allowed into office. I don't know what they know or how they know it. I know they're willing servants of the darkness. Of that, there can be no question. They are evil incarnate. Even now, you can watch them shrieking for blood and carnage in Syria, as they have for every previous war. I suppose it's a part of human nature, when you are compromised, that you will say or do anything to hold on to what you have broken so many laws of God and man to acquire. This is how it is that, even in the face of overwhelming evidence, people will not cop to what they have done. Surprisingly, quite a number of them get away with their crimes simply by having the right lawyers and insisting they didn't do nothing. Well, I don't know nothing about nothing. Give me a fish sandwich, as Richard Pryor would say. What I do know is that they saw me coming long before I even knew about them. They destroyed my music career intentionally, and for decades they have messed with my access to greater exposure and a more comfortable lifestyle. It seems that they have the means to be able to gauge potential long before it becomes kinetic. The same has been true of the government, which relentlessly went after me across the years, setting me up in entrapment scams. Even when I was suspicious as all get out, they still managed to snare me and make me a guest of the state here and there. Some of the places where I was locked up were as dangerous as anywhere on earth. I survived, though. Heck, I even flourished, so to speak. My invisible friends have never let me down, and I am way past convinced about how powerful they are. They may be somewhat cheap about providing me with any level of opulence, but they're on the spot with basic maintenance and the bare necessities, and what more do I need, really? Lately, I see more and more of me repeating myself, and I hope I don't bore the listener or the reader or both. For some reason, it feels imperative for me to hammer on about the same things. It's kind of like a reduction kombucha, where you boil everything down into this solid gelatinous substance that gets used in sauces and such. Just flashing back on my days as a sous chef and line cook. Yes, I am losing my mind. It's not easy to live in this world. Even when the sun is shining, there are gray skies everywhere as humanity's most dangerous enemies make their play for subjugating all the peoples of the world. I realize that it could all change in an instant, just as I realize it could go on interminably. I also realize that some kind of Pyrrhic victory is possible, where we win but ultimately lose because the destruction is so great. I also realize that the heavy impact of appearances is a kind of drive to reliance on the one who is the arbiter of all our fates. The relentless press of bad news and bad people, no matter whether it is simply banal and inane or downright malicious, just keeps on keeping on. What options do any of us have except to be as decent and humane as we are able and to surrender to the greater self within, to become timeless as it is, to become immortal as it is, to become invulnerable as it is, to be shielded and sheltered in the enduring qualities of the divine like it is, to become like it is. There is no sanctuary without. There is sanctuary only within. I often think of the Hermit card in the tarot. I think about it in relation to the card that follows it and the two cards that precede it. The preceding cards are the Chariot, which represents triumph in the mind, and that is followed by Strength, which is symbolic of mastery over the animal nature and the subconscious. Then there is the Hermit, who comes into being as a result of the mastery, these masteries, and is a hermit since it is no longer possible to live in the midst of the clamoring crowd, especially since one's invisible friends are so much more engaging and interesting. The Hermit is followed by the Wheel of Fortune. Make of that what you will. The Hermit is also alone atop the mountaintop because he is alone in consciousness by comparison with most anyone else. His inner light is lit, and he holds it forth for all of us to see who trudge up that mountain, who are motivated to trudge up that mountain, when hardly anyone else is so motivated, and so we are often outcasts. Mostly they just think we're crazy. Especially if we aren't making a whole lot of money at it. What's the point, they might ask, but usually they don't even ask. I hope you've gotten something out of tonight's broadcast. I try to stay relevant to what's resonant within. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll all be resonant, all of us who care to be, with the great and enduring goodness that awaits us where we meet it at the marrow. Tonight, I'd like to say my prayers are with you, my friends in Hawaii, that Fukushima will not impact too greatly upon you, and the same for those of you in California. It looks pretty bad. I am not myself a scientist or technician, nor do I have access to precise and correct information concerning the situation, but it does not look good. However, I know that the power of God and God's love can overcome anything, is greater than any danger that can face us, is an antidote to every poison. Love will triumph over all. This I am certain. I believe this beyond the point where doubt has any possibility to rear its ugly head anymore. So all I can say, my friends, is hang in there, and if you are motivated to go away somewhere else, do as your inner heart bids you. It's a tragedy to see this happening in Hawaii. I love Hawaii so much, and it was the one place where I was truly happy for a little while. Anyway, I'll conclude this evening with the mention that my latest book, The Curious Tale of Ash and the Wine, is now available digitally and will be available in book form soon. Some number of people didn't want to wait until all the parts like the cover and so forth were in place. And if you're one of those, please send 10 euro to lessvisible@gmail.com via PayPal, and I'll put it in your grubby little hands ASAP. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, say hello to your own invisible friends and give them my regards. They'll know who I am, just like they know who you are. That said, hail Lord Jesus Christ, Hare Krishna, La ilaha il Allahu, greetings Lord Ganesha, Om Amitabha, carry on Baha'u'llah, and my deepest love to you, Lord Vivasvan and the man on the beach. Aloha and Aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.